Good morning. The time is 11:34, and I'm Sydney.
And I'm Grady, reporting live in the KBPS News Center on SummerSound 2025.
Taylor Swift has shared more info about her brand new album, The Life of a Showgirl. Here's everything you might have missed, including the track list, cover, release date, and a very special feature. From Variety, the Shake It Off star made an appearance on the New Heights podcast, hosted by her boyfriend and Kansas City Chiefs tight end, Travis Kelce, and his brother, Jason Kelce, to talk some behind-the-scenes aspects of her career, including the Eras Tour and the recent reclaiming of her masters. Towards the end of the show, Taylor brought out a mint green briefcase with the orange letters TS on it and took out a record pressing of her brand new album, The Life of a Showgirl. Travis and Jason were hyped up, screaming violently at the camera as golden confetti fell on Taylor and Travis. The cover features Taylor partially submerged in water while wearing a sparkly, crystal-embellished top, with the title of the album displayed in orange glitter. On the podcast, she said that The Life of a Showgirl was inspired by the joy of being on the Eras Tour. She then flipped over the record and read out the track list one by one, including a very special feature. Track 1 is The Fate of Ophelia, track 2 is called Elizabeth Taylor, track 3 is called Opalite, track 4 is called Father Figure, track 5 is Eldest Daughter, track 6 is Ruin the Friendship, track 7 is Actually Romantic, track 8 is Wishlist, track 9 is called Wood, track 10 is called Cancel, I wonder what that one's going to sound like, track 11 is called Honey, and track 12 is the title track of the album The Life of a Showgirl, featuring the one and only Sabrina Carpenter. The Life of a Showgirl releases October 3rd, and pre-orders are now available on her website, including 4 different CD box sets with custom jewelry to boot.
Keep your eye out for an emergency alert later today. According to KGW, the wireless emergency alert system is being tested later at 2 p.m. The test will span across both Multnomah County and Clackamas County, with roughly a million devices receiving an alert notifications across the Portland metro area. Please do not call 911 about this because this is not an emergency, just a test.
The Oregon Health and Science University, also commonly known as OHSU, has just received a huge donation. According to COIN, the $2 billion donation was given to OHSU by Phil and Penny Knight. Phil Knight is a co-founder of Nike as well as a former sportscaster with Benson's sportscasting program. The Knight Center Institute will become its own self-governed part of OHSU with a separate board of directors. This donation is the largest ever made to a research university. According to Governor Tina Kotek, this donation will help them, quote, give cancer hell, end quote.
The Rose City Roller Skate Mobile will be at Mill Park from 11 to 1 p.m. The Skate Mobile offers free skate and gear rentals for park goers. All you need are socks. Gateway Discovery is hosting a circle time with teacher Brittany from 9:30 to 10:30 this morning, where you can make some new friends and sing in English and Spanish. Tonight, Barbie will be playing at Irving Park at 7:30 p.m. The Multnomah County Library is hosting story time at St. John's Park from 11 to 11:30 this morning. And those are just a few things you can do today, And there's more stuff coming up this weekend, too.
This has been SummerSound News on KBPS. I'm Sydney.
And I'm Grady. We're back with your weather forecast after this.
WorkSource Oregon Employment Department presents Your Career, Your Choice. If you are a person with a disability, you may think your job opportunities are limited, but the truth of the matter is people with disabilities work in most every field. The Job Accommodation Network, or JAN, is a free service that provides information about job accommodations, the Americans with Disabilities Act, and the employability of people with disabilities. Don't eliminate a type of career because of a disability. It may be challenging, but your employer and organizations such as JAN can find ways to make it possible for you to work in the career field in which you are interested. Your career, your choice. A message from WorkSource Oregon Employment Department.
TriMet, public transportation that everyone uses. It helps many people get to where they need to be, but there are risks involved. According to TriMet.org, there is a violent crime on TriMet almost every day. As a Benson student, my friends and I take TriMet often. Here are some of our tips on how to stay safe on TriMet.
Be aware of what's around you. If someone doesn't look okay, try to move away discreetly. Go towards the front of the bus or train. You can also use the emergency intercom to talk to the MAX driver. Travel in a group. Being with someone else makes travel much safer. Friends can help keep each other safe. Stay alert and don't get distracted. Dozing off on your phone can cause you to miss your stop, but more dangerously, it can open the door to a disaster. Always be aware of your surroundings. Bad situations don't usually start with a bang. They creep up on you. It's important to see the smoke before the fire. Self-defense. Being able to fend off an attacker is key. Mace is a common defense tool that is both small and easy to conceal.
Thanks for doing your part to stay aware and help keep TriMet safe. Stay safe out there and take your love to the max.
Portland weather.
The forecast for today is partly sunny with a high of 81 degrees. Tonight we have a chance of showers with an overnight low of 64 degrees. Tonight there is still a chance of showers with a high of 75 degrees. Right now we have overcast and 70 degrees in Vancouver. We have overcast and 68 degrees in Hillsboro, and currently it is overcast and 68 degrees in the Rose City.